Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to Shloshos Me'Agbala after Yom HaMiyuchas. For today, again, we're in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel. We'll go all the way to the end of Kuf Nun Gimel, page 80. So again, we've been discussing about the kedusha of a shul, about buying a shul and selling a shul, and all those type of parameters. Again, the Mechaber goes through, you know, let's say somebody gave their house as a shul, they rented a house as a shul, all those type of cases. But let's go to page 8, Chaf Beis, all the way to Kuf Nun Gimel. Mechaber says as follows, Adam shu rogil b'shum mitzvot, someone who accustoms, he gets a certain mitzvah all the time. And, for example, kagon glila, for example, hagba, right? We know glila means hagba in the Mechaber. He gets Hagba. I don't know, for whatever, he's the strongest guy, you know, like, whatever. But he always gets Hagba. You know, they used to do that in those days. You know, some guy used to have a chazak of a certain thing. V'iru onas, and something happened he couldn't do anymore, something beyond his control, oni, or became poor. In other words, again, in those days, a lot of times a person wanted a certain mitzvah, so they paid for it. So he got this mitzvah because he paid, so now he can't, well, we'll see. Well, let's see what happened financially to this person. We'll see in a second. And that's how I call him mitzvah l'acher. So they gave it to somebody else. The akkach hisher. Then he won the lottery. Or something like that. You know, Jed Clamp, but he hit the, you know, all of a sudden Texas T. Or something like, you know, something like that. Like that one, Mr. Joe? The ratza shiakziru lo hamitzvah. So now he wants the mitzvah back. He wants to start going hagvah again. Right? He goes back and starts lifting weights again. You know, like, got the weights back. Now he could go hagvah. So now, so the question is, could he get the mitzvah back? Obviously, the other guy has taken over that mitzvah. So the Mechaber says, it depends. Im b'shar shenasu akal ha-mitzvah l'sheni, if at the time when they gave it over to the other guy, haya sipuk b'yad rishon, lo seis mashu nosem b'chol shana, really, the first guy could have kept on paying the amount that he kept on paying every year for a hagbo, let's say. V'lo chofetz, but he just didn't want to. In other words, maybe, you know, it's tighter. So he could have paid the money for it, for the yearly hagba fee. But, you know, since it's tight, he was scared. You know, we can imagine, like, in these times. So, you know, the discretionary money isn't as close. So he doesn't want to spend it. But really, if he wanted to, he could. But it'd be close. So he didn't want to. V'nitzratzahu imshar, right, v'lo chavitzba. V'nitzratzahu imshar akal loses la'akar. So he agreed, right? I don't want to take a chance financially. So I agreed, the person said he agrees to give it up and give it to the other guy, Ivetz Chuso, so then he lost it. And he can't get it back, because he could have had it. He could have had it, and he decided not to keep it, so he lost it. Ivetz Chuso, Ava. However, Im Kishnosun Lasheni Lohaya Biyala Rishon Tzivuk Lateis Ma Shahaya Nosen. But let's say he couldn't afford it when he gave it up. He really, which is probably the most likely case, which we assume, like he didn't have the money. He didn't have the money to keep his annual fee for Hagba. My Shahayah no saying. The Ata Shiesh B'yadot, now he's got it. Won the lottery. Wrote to Lizakos B'mitzvah, so he wants the mitzvah back. So Lazar retain my Shahayah no saying. And he wants to give, you know, what he paid originally, Chosun the mitzvah. So then he goes back and gets the mitzvah back. So the Ber Halacha discusses what happens. So the second guy got it. So let's say the second guy paid for it for the entire year, right? Which is probably what happened. And then all of a sudden, like now, Shua's time, the first guy hits the lottery. So now he comes and he says, you know, I want it back. I didn't have the money. Muhammad says, I get it back. Here's the money. But this guy still has a few months to go. So then what do we do? So the question is, do we give it back to him right away? So the Ber Halacha discusses that, whether that could happen. Now the Mishnah Berurah also says, back on the Mishnah Berurah says, when he gets the mitzvah back, that's even if he's an Amo Aretz and the guy who got it is a Talmud Chacham. So then we would, be a little shaky about giving it back to the Amoraites, because, you know, the Talmud Chacham's been going hard with now. So it's a little scary. So then he would get it back. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if we knew for sure, there was a Raya Berurah, it was clear that the first guy who became poor, now hit the lottery, wants it back, he was Miyayish. He gave up. I'm never going to get a Hagba again. Right? He sold his weightlifting stuff, and he's not working out anymore. He can go Hagba, helping his rotary, his shoulders and all that type of stuff. So if there's some type of riot, it has to be better than that. So then he lost it. Because again, in his mind, we see that he never planned to get it back again. Then also the Chofetz Chaim brings down that the same halachas would apply to a leader of the, right, we talked about Zayin Tuvei Ir and someone of position who was removed for whatever reason. The Mishnah Berurah discussed the case of an onus. So you can imagine, let's say Chas V'Shalom L'Olam, somebody, a board member of Chas V'Shalom L'Olam, who got sick. He's really sick. We need somebody to fill that slot. Hopefully he has a Refuah Shleimah, right? But we need somebody. So we fill that slot. Now, Baruch Hashem, he gets better. So now he wants his position back. So what do we do then? Here it's less of a problem, but you can imagine this could be a very big problem. So Baruch Hashem, we have halachas for this, obviously. So the Chofetz Chaim says he gets his position back. And you don't have to give the guy who was the replacement any chelek beparnosos. You don't have to give him an associate board member or something, or expand the board, you don't have to give him anything, the fill-in. And the reason is that you don't have to give the fill-in guy. It's a very interesting reason. But Chofetz Chaim says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason is because of Eva Derishon, because the first guy, right? The first guy comes in, and he's got to come back, and the replacement was there. So there's always a problem with that. So, but the Chofetz Chaim says you shouldn't treat the second guy, the fill-in guy, with disrespect, but you should try to give him something else that Sarach Tzibur. So that people don't degrade him. Now again, this is not talking about the guy did an Avera, the first guy, or anything. It's talking about an onus. Then finally for tonight, the Bir Halacha discusses the very interesting concept of Yerusha by a mitzvah. In other words, let's take the case a little further. Again, somebody had Hagba all these years. And then either the man passed away or he got old, he can't go Hagba anymore. So what does the Hagba guy want to say? My son, he took over the gym, and he could go Hagba. And so he wants to pass it down by Yerusha to the son. Well, we can imagine this very easily. So the Chofetz Chaim says, you don't have to give it to him. And it might sound very mercenary, but call me Sheyiten Yotzer Tzaka. Whoever gives more Tzaka gets it. Again, assuming the guy's not a bum, but we're not assuming that. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, he brings from Knesset Agdola, that wrote that if there was a minog in the city, that whoever the Kahal... Now again, remember, when they allowed or gave somebody to do something, they scrutinized the person very carefully. They just didn't, wasn't willy-nilly, or even Tzaka had bounds, right? Then we saw that a few other times. But if there was a custom in the town, in the city, that whoever had a mitzvah, harehu lo zaro, that la halacha doesn't pass down by inheritance, a mitzvah passed down. But let's say there was a custom in the city that it does, that the guy who got hagba, when he retires, his son does get it. So then the Chofetz Chaim says, we go by the minhag of the city, and it would go by inheritance. Based upon that, what happens if a guy bought the rights to a certain mitzvah, let's say Hagba again, and he's been going Hagba, and he bought Hagba for a year, right? We can imagine doing this, that you get Hagba for a year. They sell it, they don't want to make a commitment open-ended. So they said, okay, somebody buys Hagba for a year. I bought Hagba for a year, and Chas V'Shalom, something happens, he passes away. during that time, during the year. So then the Be'er Halacha says that the kids get it. The kids do get it. In other words, even though we said before that Yerusha doesn't work for a mitzvah, that's in an open-ended mitzvah. But again, if he bought it, so he bought it for a year, let's say for a year, so it's his. So it's like any other possession he has, and passes down to Yerusha, that he keeps it. Okay. I think we'll stop here for tonight. Mr. Shum will continue explaining it, hopefully tomorrow.